Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I had the craziest LA moment today.
Ooh,
and I'm
tell
so
me
excited
about
to
it.
Share it with you. I was at the gym this morning. First of all, one, I've been on a crazy health kick, which you know. My sister dragged me to the gym this morning at 6 a.m.
Ew.
I know, it was pretty terrible. However, I plan on going at 6 a.m. all the time now because you will never guess who I saw working
out at
the gym. I, like, mentally, this makes so much sense. Like, people like this, they would go to the gym this early.
To avoid people.
Like, it was dark outside and he was there. Oh, I gave you a hint. It's a guy. I walked out of the locker room, made eye contact with him, and literally, like, I had to, like, turn and walk
away. Stop. Am I going to cry?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Is it one of my, like, tops?
I mean,
one of everyone's tops?
I think it's one of everyone's
Stop
tops.
Stop it. Okay, just tell me. I can't wait.
I can't. You have to guess at least once.
No, I'm horrible at guessing.
Fine. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Will Ferrell.
Shut up. Oh my gosh. Did he make you laugh?
No, not at all. He looked very serious.
Really?
He was doing his thing.
What did he do when he made eye contact with you? Like,
did he avoid it? He was like doing bicep curls and I just was like, and then immediately like texted Alicia. I was like, oh my God, Will Ferrell's in the corner. I'm freaking out. It's Buddy.
You should have gone next to him and just started doing squats and been like.
Should have just been like, hey, sir.
So you squat here often? Mind if I pop a squat?
It's terrible. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ashley Nicole.
I'm Taryn Renee.
And we are Unsolicited Advice, and we have got some advice for you today. Also, I really just want to make it very clear that I did see Will Ferrell this morning, and it made my day 100% better.
Nobody's questioning it.
I am just so excited, and I have been holding it in because I wanted to tell you, like, I wanted to text you this morning at like 6:15 and be like, oh my God, I'm
the
working
struggle.
Out. I couldn't tell you because I wanted to tell you today.
This podcast is going to just cause a rift between us. We can't tell each other everything.
I can't
now.
Tell you everything because I was like, no, I got to save it for the podcast. Yeah. Got to save it for the listeners.
Yeah.
For our podcasters.
You.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
I know. It was super exciting. It made my day so much better.
I bet. See, that's like the fun thing about living in LA. When I go to the gym, I run into like the guy that like pantsed me in junior high. Like, it's not like there's nobody cool there. It's like coworkers or parents of people I like. You know what I
Honestly,
mean?
Honestly, I would hate that. I had not the best high school experience. So, like, I don't want to see anyone from school.
I know. Like, do you anyone. Avoid them like the plague? I feel like
I mean,
do.
I don't have to because I don't think I live near anybody.
Must be nice.
But I know you. And I know you are surrounded by everyone you went to school with. That would be my worst nightmare. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You know what it is? It's not even that it's like you don't want to see them. But the older I get, the more I hate small talk.
Yeah.
And the older you get, like, this is all people want to know. Ready? Mm-hmm. Number one question.
Are you married?
Are you married? Yes.
Answer, no.
No.
So let's drop it.
I had a parent. I know, right? Hashtag single
for life.
I had a parent. I went to a wedding and this dad of someone I went to high school with was there. So he walks up to me and we're talking and he asked me, you know, oh, how are you doing? Are you married or you have a man or something like that?
Yeah,
and
I said no. Which always pisses me off because like, look at my hand. Look at my hand. There's one easy way to find out and you don't have to have this conversation with me.
Yeah.
But they do it anyway.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Well, he goes, oh, well, isn't your clock ticking? I was like, first of all, if you're talking about my biological clock, my eggs are none of your business. Second of all.
Sir, we are not that close.
I am aware, okay?
I am aware. Starts crying.
I know.
And weeping at the wedding.
I was just like, oh, yes it is. Thank you.
Wow, what a way to rub it in. I don't like him. I know. Next time you go to a wedding, just in case he's there, I'll come and I'll be your like
mind
plus
your
one date for the night.
I know.
So then they'll be a little like, oh, yeah. Is she? I can't tell. We'll just not ask. Yeah. And then problem solved.
No, totally.
Oh my God, that's
fantastic. So how was your week?
My week was amazing. I got a lot of stuff done. That was really good. I went to Palm Springs.
Nice.
And spent the whole weekend getting some content. Laying in the sun. I feel like nice. I got a couple shades darker. So all in all, it was a good trip.
I got food poisoning and threw up all weekend. So I guess we're the same. You got tan. I got skinny.
It was a win-win for everyone.
Oh, for everyone.
Oh my God. I can just picture living my best life in the sun, like sleeping and reading a book. You're just like
Ashley
on the bathroom
floor.
Let's
just let them in. We FaceTimed each other and I started crying.
She did.
It was so sad.
She did. I felt terrible. So backstory. Taryn was supposed to come on this fun Palm Springs trip. We were going to hang out, you know, talk about this, the podcast.
Yeah.
And we were going to just like chill in the sun and get some pictures and stuff like that.
Nope.
She just didn't show up.
Didn't
and
happen.
When I messaged her and was like, hey,
how's it going?
I was like, she was so sick. I felt so bad for you.
Yeah, it was a rough go. So something fun happened with me.
What?
I almost killed my mother. I almost killed my mom.
So my mouth, my face.
I can't see, but it's wide open. So we were walking, and like I was with my roommate and my mom. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my mom starts like squealing and looks down at the floor. And I was right next to her. So I looked down and I was like, there was like this lizard and it was a good size lizard. And so I had like a minor seizure. Like I just started like twitching around. And then I don't know why, but like my reaction was to, I full on like stiff armed her, pushed her into the street. into the street. So as she's falling, she's going, you pushed me! She goes in the street, and thank God there was, like, no cars, like, right next to her. But she comes out and is just so shocked. And then she was like, why would you do that?
I'm so pissed at you.
I tried to spin it as, like, Mom, I was trying to save you from the lizard.
From the lizard.
I don't know why I did that.
Itty-bitty little lizard.
Fight or flight. Apparently, I fight and want to kill everyone around me, so.
Which is funny because you were, like, trying to help your mom, but.
Maybe
you're making
I don't know
it
what
worse
I was trying
for
to
your
do.
Mom.
I have no recollection of it. I was just, you know, scared.
I feel like you do these a lot where you just it's like a knee jerk reaction thing.
Yeah. You know, it's the joy of knowing me. I keep it interesting.
It's a good time. Taryn's a good time, guys. You never know.
That's so true.
What's gonna happen?
I'm really excited about this one.
I was so excited for my story today. It's really funny. So I hope you're in for a good laugh.
Oh, I'm so in for a good laugh. Mine is actually a good laugh, too. It took me a while to get through it.
Okay.
But this is one of the reasons I love, like, our whole, like, show thing. I don't know what to call it. Our show.
What is this? A podcast, Taryn. It's a podcast.
Well, yes, but, like, I love our genre. I don't know. What do you call it? Like, our...
Advice?
Like, just the whole,
story?
Like, premise of our show.
Okay.
There we go. Because, like, you literally can get anything. Like,
this
is such a random story and a random thought. Like, I would never in a million years be like, I wonder if this ever happened to me, what would I do?
Oh, yes.
It's
guys.
Good. Do you get what I mean?
Guys, yeah, I love that.
And that's what, like, when you guys are sending in your stuff, like, it literally can be anything.
It could be anything.
Anything. And I love looking through and just seeing, like, the first few sentences. Because it'll be like, so this guy at work or like this one time or, you know, it's just great. Okay. One thing is I've learned that like I'm a sucker for a descriptive story.
Okay. Yeah. Same. I've noticed there's like the short ones, which I was thinking, and me and Taryn were both thinking this. So I'm really talking to you listeners out there right now. If we do like more... If you send in more like shorter versions of like questions and stuff, we might like compile them and do like a little a short episode or have like a short section at the end of every episode.
Yeah. Like if we have extra time, just like answer a little snippet.
Yeah. So they don't have to all be super detailed, but we do love all the details. So there's options for you.
I love it. I love a detailed story.
I love a detailed story.
And this is from a guy.
Ooh.
Our first guy.
What's his name?
Welcome to. He doesn't want us.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
No pressure. Anonymous. You don't have to give us your names. Mr. Anonymous.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my mom, my fiance, and I all went to get a massage together.
Wonderful.
We always go to the same place, and it's always great. We love going there. They give you an hour-long massage, and you always leave feeling super relaxed. However, this last time we went, there was a new lady, and I got her. It started off great. They always start with you laying face down while they massage your back, shoulder, neck, and legs. That part was great. Then they have you turn around and lay on your back, and they massage your head, face, arms, legs, and feet.
Amazing.
This is where things took an odd turn.
Oh, no.
Literally, when I read this, so many scenarios went through my head.
I'm picturing some terrible ones.
Most of them were definitely... Yeah. Over PG-13. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I don't want to read this anymore. Okay. She finished massaging my head and face and went to my left arm. She sat down on the table and started massaging my arm. It was fine until I noticed that she was rubbing my arm in the same spot for a long time, like 3 minutes straight, and it was gradually getting softer and slower.
No.
Then... It stopped completely.
This is not at all.
I know. Me neither. They put a towel over your face, so I couldn't tell what was happening, and until I heard her start breathing heavily.
Oh my god!
I lifted my head to see where. Oh, I lifted my head where I could see her, and she was full on asleep.
Oh my god! Sitting upright on a table,
holding his arm.
I've never in my life experienced.
No.
And how tired do you have to be to do that?
Right?
She must
because
have been
like
poor
moving.
Baby must have been exhausted.
I don't know.
She said, don't sit down on the table, guys.
No, you can't sit down. Any massage therapist out there?
There is a name for that.
Massage therapist.
Massage therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't sit down.
No, don't sit down.
Rule number one.
Don't do it, Judy. Okay. So he goes on to say, I had no idea what to do. I didn't want to be rude and interrupt the nap that I was paying her to take.
Right, essentially.
I cleared my throat a couple times and she woke up enough to rub my arm in the same place for about 10 seconds before she fell back asleep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, this girl, she's done.
She was out.
She's out. Then I moved my arm a few times and the same thing happened. She was out. I think I could have screamed and she wouldn't have flinched.
Oh my God, I feel like he's like me where like... conflict or confrontation, you don't you for some reason something in us we can't like directly do anything about
it.
Like I always want to pretend like I'm not aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
But the best thing would just be like, excuse me.
Well, this is the best part.
Okay.
I decided to give up on the situation. I honestly didn't know what to do. She had to have been in and out of sleep for 15 to 20 minutes. So he full-blown just let her sleep holding his arm.
Why?
What a gem. Can we talk about it?
I understand. And I get that.
Not
like,
a lot
that's
of
a
people
sweet
would
person.
React that way.
But.
And wait, you're going to fall more in love. What? No offense. I know you're engaged, but like, you're going to fall more in love with like what he says in the end. Okay. Finally, the end of time came, and I heard the lady that was massaging my fiance in the next room let me try this.
Yeah, one more time. Okay. Give it a go.
Finally, the end of time came, and I heard the lady that was massaging my fiance in the next room to us, which is just separated by a curtain, say, okay, all done. Well, my masseuse heard that too, and in a panic, she jumped up.
This part got me.
Rushed over to the side of the table, squeezed my right arm 3 times, walked to the end of the table, slapped my feet 3 times. And in the sweetest, nicest voice said, okay, all done.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
That's
I'm dead.
Like,
like she had to completely like touch like the last few parts of his body before she can say all that.
But in like in her like what was she thinking? Like maybe he wouldn't notice.
I know. That's you what's know what weird. I
mean? You always just gotta address it.
Yeah.
I took the towel off my eyes and looked at her and she was just smiling at me. What the heck do you do in that situation? I just smiled back to her and said thank you as she walked out. I feel like I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt. While she was laying there, while I was laying there while she slept,
she's having this like situation.
I was thinking all of the reasons she might be so tired. Maybe she has kids who kept her up super late. Maybe she's just trying to provide for them. Maybe she got in a fight with her husband and didn't sleep well.
Oh my gosh.
She hasn't eaten in days and is exhausted. Like, what a sweetheart.
That's such a sweetheart.
But honestly, that's also such a good way to look at life because everybody. Most people have a reason for acting the way that they do.
Oh my God, especially out here in LA, if that happened, I feel like the entire place would hear someone erupt in
mad anger. Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially I feel like, you know, those jobs like waitressing or things like that where there's this idea that people get in their heads like, oh, I'm better than you because you're serving me food or you're helping me with this, which
is so ridiculous. It's
I was a waitress. Fair. I'm telling you, there were so many times like I would just leave work crying because someone made me feel so small, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like every time with stuff like that, I always try to think, I have no idea what's going on in your life. I have no idea, like, does your manager just yell at you? And I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, definitely. But yeah, I think we all need to just be a little nicer.
We really do. I was at a salon last week and some lady walked out, came back in probably 5 minutes later and erupted, like screaming at the girl, like the receptionist girl, because someone wouldn't move their truck. That had nothing to do.
Which is not her fault.
Like, it was like a UPS truck. It has nothing to do with the salon, but she screamed at the poor girl.
Oh my gosh.
The receptionist girl at the salon for the UPS guy. Because she saw the UPS guy like in the salon at some point, maybe. I don't know. But like she just went off on her. And I was like, this poor girl has nothing to do with this.
It's like a
sneak
attack.
Why are you going off on her?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just so unfair. And people do that all the time.
Yeah. No, it's so
true. That sucks. Good for you, sir.
Good for this guy. Oh, and then he says, maybe she has narcolepsy and has no control. Yeah, definitely not a good job for a massage service. I didn't want to go out and complain and get her fired and add on to the problems that were causing her to be so tired. He's so sweet. I don't know. Maybe she just hates her job and was trying to get fired and I really let her down. What is the best way to respond in situations like this? Should I have complained? Honestly, I think right away. I think when it comes to stuff with money, that's where it gets tricky. Because if you spend money, and getting a massage is not a cheap thing. So if you spend money on it, I get like saying like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
But I think there's a right way to do it. I think there's a way to do it to just be like, hey, you know, I'm not upset. I don't want anybody to get in trouble. But just so you know, like this did happen. So, you know, to see if there's like if they're going to reimburse you or something.
Oh, my God. So for me, I feel like my advice would be to say something. But at the same time, I am just like this guy. Like, I am just like this guy.
Yeah.
Something like that happens. I don't say a word and I just like eat it, basically.
Yeah.
But I think what I've learned in my past experience is the worst thing to do is not say anything and bring it up after.
Yeah.
That always makes it so much worse. So, like, once it happens, it's better. It sucks. And it sucks for us people that hate confrontation. But it's better to say, are you asleep?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just address
you know?
It. Like, oh, to do
address
you need
it
to take
right
a minute?
Then and there. Because otherwise, she's going to be like, wait, you laid there for 15 minutes while I was napping?
So awkward.
You know, that's a little weird.
Totally.
So my advice is definitely say it. I feel you because I feel like I would struggle with this too. But it's better to just say it
like,
up front and get it over with.
Pick your battles. But if someone's sleeping, holding your arm, say something.
Yeah. Get reimbursement.
Yeah.
Get a free massage. Do something.
Well, should we take a break before we fall asleep talking?
Absolutely. Some stretches maybe. Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, we just wanted to take a minute to say thank you.
We love you guys so much. We love our little fam that we have on here. Mm-hmm. It would mean the world to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Get the word out there.
Yes.
Tell your mom. Tell your
share
cousin.
The love.
Tell your second cousin. Everyone needs advice. So just put it out there.
Just do it.
And yeah, that's all we had to say. So let's get back to the show.
Yup.
I'm still dying over the... massage guy.
Me too.
Poor
I'm just
guy.
Picturing. Oh, I just spit.
Taryn just spit across the table. Wow, that's like
I've never spit that far.
Yeah, wow, that was really good.
Impressive.
That was
and
really
disgusting.
Good. That's,
I'm glad we just brought everyone's attention to that.
Not like you witnessed that in any way, but.
But now you know.
But now you know.
I'm ready.
This is my story, and this is a really funny one. I feel like everyone can relate to this.
Yes.
On some level, maybe not to this degree,
okay.
But on some level. I know I sure can. So hopefully you guys understand. I'm just going to read. I don't know why.
Just go.
Rambling so much. Okay. This one is titled SOS.
Oh, gosh.
It says, hi, Ashley. Hi, Taryn.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Okay. She says, and I know it's a girl. I don't think... I got a name on here, but it's okay.
I don't blame some
of
these.
I understand, especially this one. I understand. Okay. She says, I need help. Here's what happened. So I met this guy. We've been talking for a while now, and I like him a lot. I've really been working on getting him to finally ask me out, and this one night, after we'd been talking for a bit, he finally did. Good for you, girl.
I love that she says she's been working on
it. She's been working on it. That's me. I'm like,
you like me.
I really like you.
You like me.
You really like me. Subliminal messaging.
Ask me out. I like Del Taco.
she says, it is very important, all caps, ooh, that you realize how much I like this guy. He's my type completely, good looking, oh yes, smart, heavens yes, and good humor. Oh my God,
ew,
same girl, same. She says, so you can imagine I was very nervous. I spent a full hour getting ready and knew exactly what I was going to wear 3 days prior to the actual date.
Yeah.
I think, I wish I could do like a poll on this, but I feel like every girl, the
totally.
I don't know about you. I'm sure, I feel like we're on the same page. The
I would have to get asked out on dates to fully relate, but I can say
like
you.
In general.
Because you send me pictures, so I can pitch in.
The second I know. But it doesn't have to be date related. It could be event related,
yeah,
just anything. The second, yeah, I know I'm going to something that I'm very excited about, I immediately in my head start piecing together what I'm going to wear. And I don't, I'm very aware that I love clothes and I love fashion and that's like in me. But I think everyone does this kind of.
No, I think so too.
Yeah. And I know not everyone does this kind of, but like the pictures before,
the mirror selfie
when
to
I'm
friends,
like, hey, this one or this one.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we all do it.
Texts.
Girl, we all do it.
I thrive
it.
In those texts.
Don't feel weird, yeah, about that. That's normal. She says, date night comes around and you guys, I literally was a mess. Oh. At dinner, I try to calm my nerves and I order a drink.
Uh-oh.
And because it didn't seem to work, I kept ordering drinks.
The liquid devil.
Oh, no. Liquid courage. But, okay, I'm just going to keep going. She says, by the end of the night, I was a drunken mess, all caps.
No!
She says, she continues saying, we were supposed to hang out longer, but he decided to drive me home. She says, this is where it gets so good. I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the situation.
We're laughing with you.
She goes, I have always had a problem with motion sickness. And if you can add being drunk on top of it.
My gosh.
Dot, dot, dot.
No.
Well,
no.
You know.
Too soon. I'm having flashbacks.
Poor Terry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for you right now. She continues saying, I threw up all over his car. Once we finally made it to my house, I ran into the bathroom and continued to throw up.
No, you poor in baby. His house?
No, I think he was dropping
her. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
that's
he was
good.
Dropping her off at her,
okay,
house.
She was probably like, bye.
She was like, bye. This is where it's really sweet. He came in and tried to help the best he, aww, could, but I told him to leave because I didn't want him seeing me like this. Which I fully understand.
Okay, but like,
but that's sweet of him.
It's too. You puked in his car. It's too late.
There's a line he's that's been it. Crossed. You might as well just let him hold your hair.
Oh,
just let him do it for you. She says he eventually left, and we haven't talked much since. I still like him a lot, but I don't know how to change his view of me now. I'm not a crazy girl. I don't even drink that often. Hence, me getting drunk, yep, so easily. Please help. And that is the story today. Girl, I'm so sorry for you.
That's brutal.
That is tragic. But to make you feel better, I feel like we've all been, you know, there to a degree where we've been so nervous. We didn't know what to do. So we reached,
yeah,
for something. It could be caffeine. It could, you know, anything.
Yeah.
And or for me, like, sometimes I can't stop talking and I'm like, whoa,
Ashley,
calm down.
Yeah,
order,
yeah,
me some like herbal tea or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then other times I can't get a word out.
Yeah.
And I'm like taking double shots of espresso or,
yeah,
a shot of tequila or something like right,
yeah,
before,
yeah, yeah,
the
to,
date,
like, loosen
to
up.
Give me some like confidence.
I drank a whole case of Red Bull one time and then I had,
oh,
a mini,
God,
heart attack.
Oh my
it
God.
It was not a good, I was like, I need to go.
That is so dangerous. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
The first thing I could say is first date rule number one. One or two drinks tops.
Yep.
If you're going to drink, there is a max. We got to keep it classy, ladies. We got to put our best foot forward,
well,
especially on the first date.
Totally.
It doesn't have to be like eventually. What am I saying? The level you got to at the end of that night is something that a boyfriend sees.
Yeah,
you
because...
know? Or like, or you've been talking for a while. Like, he,
yeah,
knows you. You know him. But like,
well, the whole thing is when you have alcohol, like you lose control a little bit, right?
Exactly.
Which is why people like to drink, because they like to feel that out of control.
Which is why I understand her reaching for it when she was so nervous.
But when it's your first date and like every sentence, every encounter matters, like, girl, you need control.
It sucks, but first dates, we are hardcore judging each other. We are looking each other up and down. We're asking very serious questions.
How did you treat the waitress? How did you? Yes, fully.
Yeah.
And you know what someone told me?
What?
This is totally random. But I had a guy friend tell me, like, it really bugs him when girls don't offer.
To pay?
Yeah.
You know what?
Which that's my go-to, because I get a little uncomfortable when people buy stuff for me.
Me too.
But he was like, yeah, I don't expect her to pay, and I would never let her pay. He's like, but when the check comes and a girl just sits back and looks at me, he's like, it's just, he's like, the thought of like a girl being like, oh, I would like to, you know what I mean? It's just that like, oh, I want to be like a part of this. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can see both ways, because it's like the whole gentleman thing, but I don't know. It was interesting though.
I don't know why or when I like, actually, I've always been this way. I don't think it ever like started at a certain point. It's just the second I started dating, I very much like for guys to know that I'm independent and I can take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I always offer to pay. Maybe not the first date, because I feel like that's kind of, if it's, like you're, if it's very clearly he asked me out and we're both looking forward to this for a long time, he's going to pay.
Yeah.
Actually, he better pay. It's the first, like that's, you know. But like after the first date, I'll start offering every single time we get food. I'll start offering to do stuff. And the first few times, I'm not going to lie, I'm like hoping he pays.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like that's just traditionally, like, how it works. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel kind of spoiled. But, like, I'm down. I'll split stuff all the time. It does not bother me.
No, we're not getting into the whole, like, women.
No.
Like, honestly, so, like, I am very traditional. And, yeah, it does feel good for a guy to, like, offer to pay into whatever. We are totally off topic, because that has nothing to do with throw open the car. But I will say, one of the reasons he might have taken a while to respond, because I had a friend throw up in my car, like all over my car, and it smelled in my car. I had it detailed twice. It smelled in my car for at least a month. Every time I got in my car, a little piece of me was like, I hate you. Not saying he's saying that, but maybe it was like, he's like, okay, still smells. I gotta like get used to this.
If I was you, I would have apologized like profusely the next morning. Yeah. I would have offered to clean his car and pay for it to get detailed and all that stuff.
Leave a basket of air fresheners. Yes.
And then if I could give you any advice right now, if you're still really hung up on this guy and you really like him, then I wouldn't not talk to him. I would reach out in some way and just be like,
this was not like, accurate.
Hey, this isn't this isn't me. If anything, this should show you how much I like you, because I was that nervous.
Yeah.
If you're down for a second chance, like, let me know. If not, no worries. Peace sign. And just let the future, like, unfold as it should, you know? But, like, definitely reach out. And, I mean, if he went out with you and asked you out in the first place, he must be into you.
Yeah.
Just make it clear that that was a mistake, that and it won't happen again.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that whole, like, you got to just address it. You got to address it.
You got to do something.
There's no way to pretend that you did not throw up in his car.
Yeah, just like there's no way to pretend like you didn't notice the massage girl falling asleep on your massage table. You got to address it, like, right off the bat. Don't wait.
Yeah. Nope.
Don't wait. If you, have a very short amount of time to, like, make a comeback.
Yes.
You know? It's very important that you do that.
Definitely.
Anyways, that was my story.
That's so brutal.
She didn't put her name, but girl, I feel you. And hopefully this advice helped.
Yeah.
I have faith in you guys.
I'm going to throw up a prayer for you.
You know what? The fact that this guy even went into the bathroom.
Well, that's a huge thing.
To, like, care for you in that way on a first date without really knowing you, that's a good guy.
Sounds like a good guy.
Sounds like a good guy. So maybe he does think you're a little bit of a party animal. So all you have to do is just, like, maybe he's not into drinking or not into, like,
that's true. That could
so maybe you need to clarify that and just be like, hey, bro, that's not me.
And be like,
give me another shot.
Second date, Chuck E. Cheese. Hey, Chuck E. Cheese
alcohol.
Is fun.
Chuck E. Cheese is great. Did you hear about the Chuck E. Cheese?
No, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. It's Shane Dawson. Everyone, if you don't know who Shane Dawson is, I'm obsessed with Shane Dawson. I love his conspiracy videos. This is not related to this in any way, but the theory is that they reuse pizza from other tables.
Why is that a theory? Who comes up with that?
No, Google it. I dare you to Google it. I don't want to. All the pieces of pizza are jagged, and you cannot, like, he went into a restaurant by himself and, like, could not, like, find one spot where the lines met up. Because the theory is they'll go and collect all the pizzas
and then put it back together,
put them on a plate, put them back in the oven so the cheese melts. And then it's a brand new pizza. It's a whole thing. It's a really weird thing. But so maybe not Chuck E. Cheese. Maybe Sizzler.
That was a horrible way to end this episode. I mean, honestly,
when was the last time you went to Chuck E. Cheese anyways?
No. Like 2 weeks ago. No. Yes, I went. What? I swear. There was a work thing and I volunteered to go.
You should have told me. Don't go. Don't do it.
I love it.
It's not, oh no.
There's so many fun games.
Also, it's kind of terrifying.
No, you're terrifying.
And it's kids and they're all germy. I'm
just kidding. She starts crying.
Sorry, Chuck E. Cheese, we're not coming at you. I'm just saying what I heard.
No, arguing with someone one-on-one, all you have to do, whatever the last thing they say, you just say, no, you're whatever. It doesn't have to make sense. Ashley can be like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I'll be like, you're a bathroom. And there's no way to come back to that.
There really is.
I win every single argument because people kind of just walk around going, or walk away going, like, you're so dumb. And I'm like, you're so dumb. Like, you can't win me.
You can't.
Try me.
I mean, I feel like there's no point. You just
your point.
Anyways, that is all that we had to talk to you guys about today. If you have any stories or questions or things that you want advice on, email us, please. Where should they email us at, Taryn? This is my pop quiz for you.
Okay. They should email us, remember it's flipped, at adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Nailed it. So proud Thank of her. You. We've really been struggling with making sure we get that correct.
I think it's because not one of our socials or email is the same.
Guys, it's a rough it's life hard. Out there. Yeah. It's hard.
But also, people are figuring it out.
Also, we have an Instagram, which is Unsolicited Advice Pod. Follow us there. And we'll become one big happy family. Yes.
I love our little UA fam.
UA fam. It's been a great time
They've
so far.
They've been so positive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to talk to you guys soon.
Yes.
See you guys in the
next Monday.
Oh no, such a rookie mistake.
See you. Oh yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk to you guys
on Monday next
A little
Monday.
Later. Okay, bye. Have a happy Monday. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.